Chapter 2. The red-headed youth leafs through the pages of the heavy book, his eyes flicking from line to line, from page to page, oblivious to the scrutiny from beyond the archway.
What are you reading?
Nothing.
His thoughts burn at the evasion. Just one of the natural philosophies, he adds quickly.
It wouldn't be the one on mechanical devices, would it?
Asks the tall man.
Yes, father,
Doran responds with a sigh, waiting for the lecture. Instead, his father responds with a deep breath.
Put it back on the shelf. Let's get on with your studies.
As he reshelves the heavy book and turns toward the tall, thin man, Doran asks,
Why don't we build some of the machines in the books?
Such as?
The tall man in black steps around his son and proceeds toward the covered porch beyond the library. Doran turns and follows.
What about the heated water engine?
Heated water is steam.
The black wizard shakes his head.
What would happen if chaos energy were loosed in the cold water?
The wizard sits down on the high stool with the short back.
It wouldn't work, but...
That's enough, Doran. There are reasons why we don't use those machines. Some can be easily disrupted by chaos. Some actually require the constant attention of a chaos wizard, and you can understand why that's not practical here on Recluse, I trust.
Doran nods quietly as he sits on the backless stool across from his father. He has heard the lecture before.
We work with nature, Doran, not against it. That is the basis of order and the foundation of Recluse.
The wizard pauses.
Now, tell me what the winds are like off Land's End.
Doran closes his eyes and concentrates for a time. Finally, he speaks.
They're light, like a cold mist seeping from the north.
What about the higher winds? The ones that direct the weather?
Doran closes his eyes again.
You should have felt them all. You have to be able to feel the air, Doran. Feel it at all levels, not just the low, easy parts,
explains the tall man in black. He looks from the sky above the eastern ocean back to the red-headed youngster.
What good is feeling something if you can't do anything with it?
The boy's voice is both solemn and curious.
Just knowing what the air and the weather are doing is important.
Despite his tall, thin build, the man's voice is resonant and authoritative.
I have told you before, the farmers and the sailors need to know.
Yes, sir,
acknowledges the redhead.
But I can't help the plants. And I cannot even call the slightest of breezes.
I'm sure that will come, Doran. In time, and with more work.
The man in black sighs softly, turning his eyes from the black stone railing to the other covered porch, where a shaded table set for four awaits.
Think about it.
I have thought about it, father. I would rather be a smith or a woodworker. They make real things. Even a healer helps people. You can see what happens. I don't want to spend my life watching things. I want to do things and to create things.
Sometimes watching things saves many lives. Remember the big storm last year?
Father, the legends say that Cresslin could direct the storms. Why can't...
We've talked about that before, Doran. If we direct the storms, it will change the weather all over the world, and Recluse could become a desert once again. Even more people would die. When the Founders changed the world, thousands upon thousands died, and they almost died as well. Now, it would be worse, much worse. Even if a black as great as Cresslin appeared, and that is not likely. Not with the balance.
But why? I told you why.